Hello, my name is Tato, and today I will be telling you a story from the Book of God. The name of the story is called Alive. Now Jesus was executed on a Friday. The next day was the religious day of rest. So when he died, there was no time to prepare his body properly before they buried him. Early Sunday morning, a follower of Jesus named Mary went back to the tomb to finish preparing his body properly. Instead, she found the very large stone that closed the tomb rolled away and no soldiers guarding it. She looked inside the tomb, but Jesus' body was not there. Mary ran back to tell Jesus' closest followers. Then Peter and John ran back to the tomb to see for themselves. When they got there, they found the fine cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' body. But they did not find his body. So they left. But Mary stayed there. She was weeping and grieving. When she looked into the tomb again, she saw two angels in white. They asked her, "Why are you crying?" Mary said, "They have taken away my master." She turned to leave, but a man came up to her. She thought he was the gardener. He said to her, "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Mary said to him, "Please, sir, if you know where they have put my master's body, tell me and I will go and get him." He said, "Mary." Suddenly, Mary knew that it was Jesus. She held on to him. And Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me. Go and tell my closest followers and tell them that I have risen from the dead." Mary went to tell the closest followers the good news. She told them that Jesus was alive. That night, all the followers were together in a room behind locked doors out of fear of the authorities. Suddenly, Jesus stood among them. And Jesus said, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid." "Why do you doubt what you see?" he said. "Look at my hands. Look at my feet. You can see that it's really me. Touch me. Make sure that I'm not a ghost. Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him some fish to eat. Jesus explained many things from scriptures to them that night. He said, "Peace be with you. As my Father has sent me, I am sending you. Preach the message that God forgives those who repent and turn away from their disobedience and turn and follow God through believing in me, Jesus." And so this brings us to the end of our story from the Book of God.